I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new day. It is a pleasure to have you waking up with us. And I know skiers and boarders are grinning this morning with all the snow. We're going to talk a lot about that snowfall coming up in our snow day segment, I think. Did we make a connection with Craig Gordon, by the way?
We did.
Okay. So Craig will be on. He's been wanting to talk to us about avalanche problems over the past couple of weeks. Yeah. And I would imagine there's some concerns this weekend,
too. It's only going to get worse.
It is. It'll get better and then it'll get worse again. Tim Hughes, along with Russ Smith from Sky Call.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
I saw your
ugly mug, huh?
In uniform in a flag line on KSL's Facebook page
Every
a couple of days ago.
I get a little TV time, you know, but not very often.
You were out with Patriot Guard, but that was a really special assignment, wasn't it?
That's one of those awesome missions that we look forward to. This was a World War II killed in action on in a Pacific island somewhere.
And never been brought home.
Never repatriated, and was buried there. They found the grave, but never had official military funeral. Hmm. And that's the neat thing. People say, well, they're already buried. Why are you bringing them home? Well, you know, the family would like to have their remains close by.
I was going to say,
family.
You want an answer to that question, talk to their extended family.
And we have a responsibility as a country to give them their military honors when they're buried.
Yeah.
And there's programs out there now. We have military veterans' ashes in mortuaries all over the country that are being finally discovered.
And identified.
And families had lost track of them. And there's a company that's called, you're going to get me. I forgot what it was now.
I didn't bring it up.
Well, yeah, it's just a neat thing because they try to bring the find the family now because you got to remember this was the 40s. We barely had phones, you know, and we had a mail system. Missing in America is the name of the program.
Okay.
And there's funerals going on all over the country for these veterans that are finally having their military honors.
That's great.
Yeah.
It was fun to see you on the flag line a couple of days ago.
That's going to be the first of many, many. The numbers are huge for the amount of personnel that have been buried without a funeral.
That's great. And I'm thrilled that somebody is doing the work to remember them and search them out and make the identification and bring them home.
Yeah.
Navidauskas also in studio with us.
Good morning, Tim.
Still under a bit of a red cloud from a week ago, which we won't talk about today because it's still a sore subject.
It's a fog and a haze, and I'm learning how to cope.
It's good you're a fan.
You getting counseling for that or anything? Or
no, because I'm at the point now, like Tourette's, I show the middle finger and say naughty things.
Yeah, just remember, we're working under an FCC license here.
I know.
Don't let it go.
I won't.
Navi.
I'm coping. But good thing there's lots of snow because I had to deviate to some other
thought.
You
you're
going
to be sneaking out today.
Wife's in the car.
Going to go up. Yeah. Looking forward to some skiing this weekend. Are you still doing classes, or are they over with?
I finished my last class Thursday.
You sent me a text a couple of days ago, and somebody was asking about a winter class.
Well, my winter class is filling up. In fact, it's on record pace. The word is out that I'm retiring. And so people are getting into my fly fishing class. My January class is already half full.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have a tying class, don't you, coming up?
No, we just finished it. Thursday night was my last night of the fly tying class.
You're going to get such a demand, they're going to have
those
to move you into the gymnasium.
Those people are lovely. They have so much fun.
Yeah. I guess it was an email you sent me, not a text.
Yeah, because it was a lovely Kaysville lady who says she loves us. She listens every week.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing. People know I'm retiring, so my fly fishing classes are selling out early.
Yeah. So that little advertising scam of yours is working, is what you're saying.
Which one's that?
You're really going to keep doing this class for decades, aren't you?
He's going to be retiring for the next 20 years.
My wife says, when I'm retiring from teaching, in 2 years, a little less. And my wife says, maybe when you retire teaching, you'll want to do fly fishing classes.
I think you will.
But I don't know that to be true. Right now, I'm just knowing that I can't wait to get on the road with her.
Yeah.
So
yeah. That's good stuff. Yeah. Oh, and WYO Charlie is back in studio today.
Good morning.
Dude, how are you?
It's great to be here.
Good to see you.
Doing fabulous.
Let me just, right off the top of the show, I just have to say, my son and his buddy left on Wednesday? Well, I've lost track of days. I think it was Wednesday. And they arrived in Amsterdam on Thursday with that Osprey pack on his back. Packed with all the stuff he has to carry around because they're going Airbnb and training it across Europe right now.
Okay.
And he just texted me like an hour ago, and he said, I love this pack.
Oh, good.
That's great.
What's the model number of that? Or the name. Do you remember? I'd have to look it up.
That's
I'd
all have we look. Have is Osprey at our
I
house.
Didn't want to put you on the spot.
Okay.
But this thing is... we can talk more about it later, but the pack is, you can conform it to be small or big and detachable and all
highly
these
adjustable.
Things. Yeah. So it's very functional for just about anything you want to do in the outdoors. And for him, he wasn't sure what he was going to need.
Urban trekking.
They're going to be gone for a couple of weeks to Europe. Mm. So he was thrilled with it anyway.
Good.
And he says it packs very comfortably.
Good.
Yeah. The other thing is... Charlie, let me take a Velondre jacket for a test drive.
On loan.
Is that photo he has?
It's on loan. He said, look, go wear this outside. And I think the day was probably in the 20s, upper 20s when I was outside. I decided I'd put that thing on when I was snow blowing, and I had to stop and take it off because I was sweating like a pig in there. There's a reason why guys that go to Everest are wearing these coats.
Yeah, they're nice.
And I should not be trying to do this with physical labor in my driveway, I've decided.
They use some real high-quality Eastern European goose down.
And light as a feather.
Yes. Yeah.
Feathers,
that's why they call it
word,
the Troll. Tim. I thought, why did they name it the Troll? Well, it's trolls are imaginary, and so what the gist is there is that it's like it's invisible, like you're not even wearing anything. Because it's so light, but yet it really keeps you warm.
Yeah. Those are just a couple of the items that Charlie carries through your business, which people can still find at any time.
Absolutely.
Because there's still time to buy Christmas gifts, right?
Yes, those Velondre Troll jackets, I've got a big assortment in inventory available immediately, and all of the colors are shown on our website.
Yeah. Anyway,
drop your website. Tell us.
What is a website?
BearRiverOutfitters.com.
There we
Thank
go.
You. BearRiverOutfitters.com. Anyway, I just had to throw that out there because I decided to field test it in my driveway. I think I'll save it for like a sub-zero night somewhere in the mountains.
Yeah.
Here's what's coming up on the show today. We're looking forward to reconnecting with an old buddy of ours, Chris Holler, who is the program coordinator for the off-highway vehicle stuff. There was a story out this week that there are some changes coming. And I'll let him explain, but basically they are no longer going to honor registration on OHVs from other states. That has been allowed in
happens.
The past. But now you're going to have a permit to ride the trails
that
here.
That happened in Wyoming a long time ago.
Yeah.
Of course, there's nobody chasing you around in Wyoming, so
I wonder,
it probably is now.
I wondered where the gatekeepers are going to be on any trail out there. But bottom line is there are some changes coming. They've got a new map system that he wants to tell us about, and there are some new trails that he's also going to be bragging up. So we'll look forward to him joining us. Coming up an hour from now, Randy Opplinger from the Division of Wildlife Resources, he's the Sport Fisheries Coordinator, is going to talk to us about stocking. Faith Jolly from the division sent me a note a couple of days ago outlining the history of fish stocking in Utah. The numbers are staggering. There was 10 million fish that were stocked in Utah last year or this year alone, more than that the year before. And I thought this was sort of a modern-day practice. It turns out not. It goes back many, many, many years and decades. So Randy will explain that. Craig Gordon, as we mentioned, will be joining us. We'll head up to Solitude. There's something called the Waffle Window is opening today on the mountain. Ski in, ski out waffles. That sounds good. And so Jeff Carroll, their director of sales, will join us. We'll find out what kind of a weekend they've got in store. And something that was totally off my radar, but Rush, you were saying that Joe was talking about it, or at least told you about it off the air, this Woodward Park.
Right, right. I think we had somebody on last week. I probably wasn't paying attention.
Well,
surprise you. Yeah, it's a extreme training park.
And it's being built. The infrastructure is being put in right where Gorgoza used to be at the top of Parley's.
It's hard to see anything now. They put some other buildings between the freeway and the actual park.
I do know about this now. That you're talking about it, it's epic. This is what it's a terrain park that the kids go to the resort and they just play in the terrain park until it closes or the lights come on. We got our own terrain park now in Utah.
But it's more than just winter. It's going to be year round.
Yeah.
There's going to be skateboard
lights and everything. Yeah. It's so close.
Do they still have a tube hill?
Nope.
We'll find out.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Shadar Edelman will join us. He's the general manager.
Oh, good.
I didn't know the name. I know exactly what this is.
we'll look forward to that conversation. We'll take a quick break. We'll talk more with Charlie coming up here in just a minute about some of the great Christmas gift items if you still got somebody on your list. I'm telling you, my son, and when he sent me that note from Belgium, I said, grab a Belgian waffle, first of all. Yeah. They're in Ghent, Belgium, today. And he said, I love this pack. And I said, Merry Christmas. All right, we'll take a break.
Awesome.
We'll come back with more here in just a minute. Don't go away.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
All right, welcome back. This is normally where we have our news of the week. I think the news of the week is all the snow that we're getting, and that has raised a concern. I know you and Charlie, Russ, have been talking about this to make sure you have what you need in the backcountry. I've already mentioned that I've got a son in Europe that's enjoying this Osprey backpack that came from Charlie's place, and then I took the Volandre jacket for a test drive. Those two things will help you be prepared in tough situations out there and are great gift ideas, by the way. If you've got somebody on your shopping list and you want to reach out to Charlie, we'll tell you how to do that in a minute. But what's the conversation you two have been having?
Well, it's the time frame. I mean, just like Craig says, Craig Gordon, you want to have in your pack a shovel and a probe and maybe some rope and whatever else you're going to have with you in the backcountry while you're on a snowmobile or you're skiing in the backcountry. But what we see over and over again in the backcountry, both in the winter and in the summer, is this lack of communications. And when there's a need to call in a helicopter, which you're going to do anytime there's an avalanche and somebody's buried, you're going to have to get air evacuation.
If you can get one in there.
Yeah. And so many times we'll hear about, well, it took the guy a half hour to get to the peak so he could use his cell phone. You know, he had to run so far. When there was a fatality a couple of years ago with scouts, and they had to hike out to where they could use their cell phone. And I'm a satellite phone guy. I think Charlie and I both carry satellite phones and trackers. Both of them have two-way communications. And my point is, be smart about this. I'm not saying, I'd like to promote my own business, but, man, there's so many places you can pick up a tracker. They're all priced the same.
Yeah, and Charlie, you had some close calls out there.
Well, I did. Here about 3 years ago on the Wind Rivers, we went in pretty fast. It was a hot day, and we went from 4,300 feet elevation up to about 10,500, and it got to me that particular day.
Elevation or altitude sickness kind of thing, yeah.
See, but Charlie now has taken measures to never let that happen again.
Yeah.
He's on his watch, his Garmin watch, who Sky calls a Garmin dealer.
And we had him in a month or so ago.
Yeah, he has a pulse oximeter built into his watch. He can check his oxygen level anytime.
Is it constantly reading because it's up against your skin on your arm? Or
it can. I have it set right now to read at nighttime, but I can set it for constant read.
Huh. And you can read on demand. You can hit a button and read. Yeah, so for us old guys and some young guys that have had problems
with oxygen. It's getting easier to be safe.
Yeah, and that's one tool. The second tool is, you, of course, you had a sat phone and a tracker up there when they flew you out.
Right. Yeah, we had a satellite phone. What are they called? Beacon. Had a beacon, too. But it was a satellite phone that was really most effective. We were able to call search and rescue, and they made the determination that it was legit to fly in a helicopter, and I may not be here if it had not been for that satellite phone.
Show me that watch real quick. That is not like an Apple Watch, for instance, that you have apps on, right?
Yeah.
Or it is. Okay.
And it'll do both Android or Apple.
Okay. I wondered if it was more of a standard watch that just had some other functions.
I would say it's more than the standard watch because of the functions that are additional functions.
But they are app-based.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. And they'll tie into your Garmin inReach
Mini.
There's a whole list of things they will tie into, outdoor-type things.
And you got those watches in various models available through you.
I don't carry any inventory because you never know what anybody wants when they come through the door.
Right.
But I can have stuff back just in a matter of about 5 days. Yeah.
Right.
What's the price range of those?
Well, those watches run from that series with all those features run, I would say, between, I don't know, $500 and $1,000.
Would you say that's one of your better toys for Christmas season?
I'm getting one for Christmas. It's a great watch, and I don't wear a watch, but because of those features, I have to monitor my oxygen at night, and I want those features.
That's cool.
And I will tell you, let me say this, the battery life is, and I used to be an Apple Watch owner, but the battery life on this can be anywhere from 10 to 14 days.
Wow. And I guess it would have to be. If you're going to take it in the backcountry, you might not have all the abilities to charge it.
And you can go in and modify it to how long you need it to last.
Yes.
You can go in and shut down the features you don't need.
That's cool.
But the question I wanted to ask Charlie was, from the time that you realized you were in trouble and the time that AirMed got there, how long was that?
About an hour and a half, 2 hours. It seemed like an eternity. Once she, gave the green light to send somebody in, it was about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And we were listening intently to that, to come in.
My point is, just don't screw around with it.
Well, there's no reason to.
Well,
with all the technology today, there's no reason to risk your life, and it's not worth risking your life to do that.
Here's a scenario. Four guys snowmobiling. They got all the safety gear. They got the avalanche beacons and everything. They get hit by an avalanche. One guy's buried. There's three left. They have to send one of those three somewhere that he can use his cell phone to get AirMed in.
Yeah.
So he's not digging. So there's only two guys left digging. And the guy that's buried is going to have internal injuries. He got the crap beat out of him coming down the mountain.
And he has minutes to live.
Let's just say he's still breathing, But how long? My understanding is about 15 minutes that you bleed out.
He's probably hypothermic as well.
But you'll run out of oxygen before you bleed out.
Probably.
That's probably true.
Yeah. Don't mess around with it.
It's an important conversation to have. If people want to get a hold of you, though, for more information on the Garmin watch,
just give me a call, 801-450-8317. And my wife will answer the phone.
Because Russ ain't home.
I carry it around most of the time.
And Charlie, we've mentioned the Osprey packs, which now my son can be your personal endorser on because he's loving it. The Velandre jackets, which are not something that is made necessarily to snowblow your driveway down here in the valley, because it'll keep you warm at 40 below.
Yeah.
But a wonderful jacket that weighs nothing. The tents that we've talked to you about, how many other things do you offer at Bear River Outfitters?
Sleeping bags through Western Mountaineering. I was fortunate. It took me 10 years to become a retailer for them. They're very finicky. They're made in San Jose, and they're the best of the best.
Go ahead.
I will say that I'm fortunate in that Osprey has their national distribution center about 5 minutes away.
That's great.
From my shop. So if people need something, just call me and I'll get it.
Yeah. And again, it's BearRiverOutfitters.com.
Yes.
And if you're struggling to find that perfect something for someone and you want to get them something you're only going to have to buy once and not have to replace on an annual basis, this is all great stuff. All right, we're going to break. We're a little late here getting into the half hour. On the other side, we will have what's coming up at 7? Hang on.
You look at me like I know.
I do. Chris Haller, our old buddy.
That's right.
We're going to talk OHVs and some changes in registration in the state, so don't go away.